It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Governor Tony Evers this month appointed 25 members of a new task force to examine challenges in Wisconsin's healthcare workforce. He announced the initiative as part of his State of the State address while declaring 2024 the Year of the Worker. To oversee the new task force, Evers is tapping his second in command, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. I spoke Friday with Rodriguez about leading this work, and I first asked her about priorities for the group of hospital executives, state government leaders, researchers, activists, and others.
So we're going to be looking at the healthcare workforce really comprehensively all across the state of Wisconsin. We know we've got some good news here, which is we've got a very low unemployment rate, but we've got some work to do. I'm a nurse myself, and I know that we are going to be short about 20,000 nurses by 2040. That's a huge issue for our healthcare system, for our hospitals, for our clinics. We want to make sure people can get the care that they need where they live, and that's what this healthcare workforce task force is really going to be looking at.
As that registered nurse background and having the healthcare executive background for patient care management, I wonder how has that affected your priorities about policy decisions, but also what this task force is capable of?
So I have a very long background in healthcare, in nursing, and in public health. And so that is going to really change my perspective on what we're looking at, because we not only need nurses within the healthcare systems themselves, like the hospitals and clinics, but public health needs nurses as well. Public health needs healthcare providers. Plus, we know that there are other shortages across the state. I've been talking to hospital systems, dental clinics, long-term care, all across the state of Wisconsin, and I know that they are struggling to find other types of positions within their healthcare systems. So how do we encourage people to get in the pipeline to be able to get these really great careers in Wisconsin in healthcare? And also, how do we retain the people that we have here? Let's work on making sure we can keep the folks that we have here in Wisconsin.
What voices and experiences and backgrounds are critical to be represented on this type of task force, a task force on the healthcare workforce?
So we have a very broad range of folks who we've asked to be on the task force. That goes from hospital systems to people who are actually working on the ground, CNAs within the workforce today. We've got folks from long-term care. We've got folks from our federally qualified health centers. We've got dental. We've got the educational system. So being able to look at the whole system comprehensively is something that I'm really excited about being able to do. So we can put in some solutions today that we can recommend to the governor and then look at it long term. How are we going to make sure that we don't have this gap in the future?
You've mentioned the crunch in nursing. And last year, the Wisconsin Hospital Association found vacancy rates for hospital professionals grew more than 4 percentage points between 2020 and 2021. And this report also says that Wisconsin's healthcare workforce can't grow fast enough. Why might hospitals be leaving more jobs vacant?
You know, they're having a difficult time trying to find the folks to be able to fill those positions. And, you know, we've got an aging, particularly if you look at nursing, we've got an aging workforce, and COVID really accelerated some of those retirements. So we're going to have to be looking at creative solutions and how to get folks into the workforce. I'll give you an example. We actually launched the first in the state, the first in the Midwest, of a nurse apprenticeship program here in Wisconsin. And I am just so excited about it. It is taking the certified nursing assistants from a healthcare system, paying them full-time wages, paying them full-time benefits, paying for them to go to school with their tuition covered, and they're going to be able to graduate with a family-sustaining job as a registered nurse with no debt. That is so exciting to me as somebody who has gone through nursing school. I want to make sure that we can have folks who may not have thought this was an option for them because they couldn't take themselves out of the workforce to get further education. And we're going to have some highly skilled, highly intelligent clinicians moving forward, and they're not going to have that burden of student debt.
How do you build on that RN apprenticeship pathways program this year, or what could the task force do to take it to the next level?
So that is one option for us to be able to look at. I know when I've talked to different healthcare systems across the state that they all have some innovative programs that they're working on. It's not just nurses in the hospital. We've got surgical techs. We've got ultrasound techs, registered dietitians. We've got all sorts of people that we need to make sure that the hospital works. And some of them have a shorter on-ramp than others for their education. So looking at that comprehensively is something that I know the task force is going to be really excited to work on.
We're talking about the governor's new task force on the healthcare workforce. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is with us, the newly appointed chair. And Lieutenant Governor, let's turn to hospitals. Last month, Hospital Sisters Health System and Previa Health announced plans to close locations in western Wisconsin. And HSHS said more than 1,400 employees would be affected. Do you anticipate the task force to discuss closures like this?
So we are going to be looking comprehensively across the state on anything that we can have an effective change on. And we know that that was a devastating closure for that community. But we have been involved. The governor's been in Eau Claire. They have done listening sessions. The secretary of the Department of Health Services has been there. Department of Workforce Development has been there to make sure that these highly skilled workers are going to be able to find positions within their area. And we're confident that we're going to be able to work with different healthcare systems to make sure that people have a soft landing. But not only that, is that the individuals who were getting their care at HSHS are able to transition cleanly and appropriately to other healthcare systems so that they can get the care they need where they live.
What is the greatest challenge coming out of these listening sessions? What are you hearing?
So, you know, what we're hearing is that this was a sudden decision for that community. And Governor Evers has said that he did not like how this was implemented and how this was done. I agree with him on that and has made that clear to the administration of these hospital systems. We need to make sure that these folks had more warning that this was going to happen so that we can make that transition more smooth and effective.
The dean of UW-Eau Claire's College of Nursing and Health Sciences was on our show after the closures were announced. And let's listen to Kristen Abbott Anderson on how to strengthen the nursing profession.
Nursing schools need to see each other as partners in this effort. There has been a great deal of, you know, competition. I think that's normal. But I think we need to begin to shift that focus on the fact that we have a common goal.
That we have a common goal. Do you think nursing schools in Wisconsin need to improve their relationships?
So I think nursing schools in Wisconsin, I often see them speaking to each other, working together, particularly within the UW system. And Governor Evers has put in his budget some things that are going to be helping the school system. He's put in loan repayment programs or actually grants for nurses to be able to get their PhDs so we can increase the number of nursing professors. And the requirement is they stay here in Wisconsin. And so those are the kind of solutions that we can look at that are going to affect all the nursing schools all across the state.
When does the task force expect to produce its recommendations to the governor? What is a timeline for this work?
So we're really looking at being able to provide some of those recommendations by September. So he has an opportunity to be able to look at this and see what pieces of it that he'd like to include within his budget. There may be some solutions that are administrative that we're going to be able to work with the secretaries for DHS and for workforce development that we can implement quite quickly to be able to streamline some of these areas for increasing the healthcare workforce. Some of them may require some budget considerations, and some of them may require some legislation. So I'm looking forward to working in a bipartisan way with the Assembly and the Senate, because as we know, healthcare is nonpartisan, and we want to make sure, all of us want to make sure that people can get the care that they need.
You travel the state in your role as Lieutenant Governor. I think you visited all 72 counties last year. How does healthcare rate among other pressing issues that Wisconsinites are talking with you about?
So healthcare is really on the top of the list. People want to make sure that they can get the care that they need where they live. And that is something that people are talking to me about. But there are other issues across the state that Governor Evers has been trying to address that affect our workforce challenges. So if we look at something like housing, if we want to be able to bring folks into the state, they need a place to live. And so we have to make sure that we have housing that's available across the state that's affordable for people to be able to live there. Looking at childcare, there are many folks who have taken themselves out of the workforce because they cannot afford childcare or there are no spots available to them. So looking at this comprehensively is going to be really important for the state of Wisconsin.
And it seems like as you look holistically, it gets into so many other areas beyond childcare, beyond healthcare, excuse me, and beyond the workforce. So how do you know how to prioritize and you know, how, what this task force can actually take on and achieve?
So we're going to be looking at data first and foremost. As somebody who's a nurse themselves, I consider myself a scientist, and we have to make sure we've got the data on where we're seeing those shortages and what the pipeline looks like. That's the first task of this task force. And then we're going to be looking at how can we prioritize these areas? What are we going to be looking at for the future? Where are our biggest gaps? What do we need to do to move forward? But looking at some of those basic needs for our workers here in Wisconsin is also going to be something that I know that the governor is really supportive of and something that he's already put in his budget in the past. And it's something that we need to revisit for the future if we want to make sure we can attract people to the state of Wisconsin as well as keep them here.
Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That, again, is Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. We spoke Friday about her role leading a new task force studying challenges in Wisconsin's healthcare workforce. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.